So the learning today should be a schus, as it always is, for an Eli Neshama for Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem ben Sion. Today it should be a schus Eli Neshama, my grandmother Chava Bas Reb Moshe, whose yahrzeit is today, Tu B'Av. Should also be a schus for Refuah Shleima of Chaim Moshe Shua ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Min Rachel, Chanalei Bas Shein Rachel and Abba Nati ben Peril, and a schus for all those in a Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael, including Azriel Baruch ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo ben Rostekowitz, who are both currently serving. So today we begin the topic of Beis HaKnesses on page 224. So he says like this: Mitzvah Hashkamas Beis HaKnesses, the mitzvah to come early to davening, is amongst those things that the Mishnah says you get reward in this world and you also get reward in the world to come. Now it doesn't really say Beis HaKnesses; it says Hashkamas. If you know from Eilu Dvarim, it says Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash, but the Peleoids understands that Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses are one and the same in the sense that both are places where the Shekhinah lives. And so when we are going early to the Beis HaMedrash or to Beis HaKnesses, we are going early to greet the Shekhinah. And so therefore, it's one and the same. The Adua, and it's well known, the Amru B'Shas, that the Gemara says, Dahenu Dahanya Lehulub Bnei Bavel Lemebe Sabe, that the Gemara Bracha says the reason why the Bnei Bavel were Zoicha, that they lived long lives, even though that was really something that was reserved for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael lived long lives because they were living in Eretz Yisrael. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, the people in Bavel were Zoicha to long life because they came early to Shul. Okay, to Amar Lehu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Libnei, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi gave it Savoy to his son, he said, Kedimu, go early, and stay late, so that you'll live a long life. Someone who comes one of the first 10 gets a reward equal to everyone else who comes afterwards combined. And regarding someone who gets up early to be someone who's present in shul, the Zohar praises him. Now he says here he gets up early. He doesn't say he actually makes it. So if you get stuck in the bathroom, or you have a tummy ache and you don't actually make it, but you got up early to be one of the first 10. Based on what he's saying here, I would think you also get it. He says, says that he achieves a level of tzidkus, whatever that means. But he says here that this is something very interesting. He says it's a tikkun for pegam bris, for zera levatala, is coming early. That's what the Zohar says, coming early to shul. Menasa reya ahav rechima de kutcha brichu. And he says, doing this becomes a dear and beloved friend to a Hashem, whatever that means, and obviously in Kabbalistic terms. He says, who could hear such things? That you'll be zayche to be a friend of Hashem, and that you can get a tikkun for pegam bris, and not rush to be the first one, or at least one of the first 10. To please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he says, there are people who, he says, there are people who come early, but they're able to be one of the first 10. But instead of coming into shul, they hang out in the hallway. They make themselves a coffee and they start schmoozing in the hallway of the shul. And then they leave their reward, that treasure that's available for them, for others. They ain't some alev, and they don't take the opportunity to hard. They don't care if someone else goes and makes up the first 10. Because they don't understand how great this mitzvah is. Very strong words here. He says people in the lobby are making a different shul. It's called the shul of an ame of amaratzim. I feel like I should skip this, so we should maybe move on to the next topic. But he says here that people who come to shul on Shabbos and Yontif, but they, instead of coming in and davening, they wait in the hallway until Baruch Shamar. Then they finally saunter into shul. And either they skip to Baruch Shamar or they daven biyachidus and they completely miss davening. He says, woe to them. They have brought evil, ra'a, brought evil upon themselves, and they are forsaking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who is able to protest should protest, should speak up. Someone who is a Yari Hashem should not associate with them. So very strong words here. I would tell you each person in his own way. I will be matzdik din a little bit on people, because if someone does that because he hangs out in the hallway because he has ADD and he can't sit in shul for 2 hours or hour and 45 minutes. And so rather than go into shul and talk, he hangs out in the hallway, comes in for an hour or 45 minutes, doesn't talk, davens, and then goes back out. I would be matzdik din on such a person that that's probably the right thing to do. Check with the Rav, but I would be matzdik din on such a person. But he's talking now about someone who has the yicholas, the ability to sit there for an hour and a half and be quiet and doesn't have the tremendous ADD. Such a person should really be careful and think twice about hanging out in the hallway rather than going into shul. So viyadua. Now you know what? Let's stop here because he's going to go now into. Actually, we could do this last piece. He's just going to talk now about sometimes it's okay to not be one of the first 10. It's a small piece, and then we'll stop. It says like this: viyadua sha'amru al harav ha'ari, that they said about the Arizal. Shalom hayim me'asar rishanim. It was well known that the Arizal was not one of the first 10. Why? There were people who went to shul before Alois, and they were one of the first 10. But the Ari was very makbid. The Ari was makbid. He would not walk into shul unless he already had his talis and his tefillin on to be mekayim the pasuk. He was being mekayim what the Zayar brings down about walking from your house to shul already wrapped in your talis and tefillin. He is. They call out in front of him. I guess the malachim call out. And they say, give honor to someone who is resembling the king. And Kol Kavel, and he gives here, here's the pasuk, the source for this. Kol Kavel dinah nechnas of beis knesset b'leit tefillin v'ayim eshtach v'aleichan katshecha b'yarzecha. Someone goes to shul without tefillin, and then he says, I'm going to bow down to you in awe of you. Kushe brichu amar anhu mayroi ha'sayit sa'adusa ha'shikra. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, where is your fear of me? You're giving false edus. Because you're not even wearing the tefillin, which is an eidos that has Shema that testifies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Arizal would walk to shul in his talis and tefillin, and obviously, if it's before Alois, then it's not Mishiyakir yet. If it's not Mishiyakir yet, so then he's not being Mekayim Lechatchila, making the bracha on the tefillin at the time at the zman of the tefillin. So therefore, the Arizal would put it on later. I am Bezerah HaKadosh Parshas Veschanan. Hine Kichen Ashrei Enosh Yaseh Zois. Praiseworthy is the person who does this. Let's say it's been a bias, muta betzitzis and muchta betfillin, to leave his house already wearing his talis and his tefillin. If this is what you do, then do this rather than be one of the first 10. Why? He says, better to delay than mistakenly put on tefillin while it's still nighttime. Because if you're going to go to shul super early and you're going to rush to put on your talis and your tefillin, you may put it on before Bishiyakir. And then you are going to have problems. So he says, especially in the winter, he says the moon is shining very brightly. Obviously, the nights are much longer, and it could be cloudy, and so you don't even realize that it's not Mishiyakir yet. You think it's Mishiyakir. He says it sounds like you're confusing the moon and the sun. It must be in the time of the month when the moon is still ahead of the sun a little bit. Therefore, you might mistake the light out for the moon. Don't refrain from putting them on in the hallway of the shul. Meaning, even if you can't walk to shul in them, put them on in the lobby. And people are going to assume that you're a balgaiva if you walk in the street with your talis and your tefillin on, and that's not the normal approach. Shananim, people are going to make fun of you. Don't enter shul without tefillin. So he says like this on the bottom. He says, although today we do not generally wear tefillin in the street because there are goyim that you will encounter, and obviously there's schmutz that you might encounter. There's poop on the floor. There's dirty diapers in the garbage cans. He says many people are makbid based on the Mishnah Berurah to put your talis and tefillin on outside of the shul before, but you know there's not really a place for us to do it in our shul. So therefore, and again, I'm following the example of the Rav, who he himself puts it on in shul. So in our case, it would be better to be one of the Asar Rishonim than to worry about putting on your tefillin outside of shul.